आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have already seen how to end ego, how to break this anarthkari parampara, vasana, chintan and kriya. Shankaracharya also suggested that no pramad should be done, no carelessness, no heedlessness. We should be very, very careful. And in the last topic we discussed, there is no plurality in that tattva. In Brahman, there is no plurality. And the next topic which we were discussing was spiritual growth, the secret. In verse number 339, it says, antarbahiswa. Antarbahiswam. Swam means your own self. Antar, inside, bahi, outside, sthir jangamesu, in all the sthir, immovable, jangam, all moving, gyatva, gyatva means you have to know that in all immovable and movable things, the my own self is present in all of them, sthir and jangam. आत्मन आधारतया विलोक्य, विलोक्य ऑब्जर्व, माई ओन आत्मन इज आधार, इज द सबस्ट्रेटम ऑफ द होल मूवेबल एंड इमूवेबल। वी हैव टू नो ज्ञात्वा, वी डोंट हैव टू डू एनीथिंग, ओनली वी हैव टू नो। हाउ यू विल अचीव दैट? त्यक्त अखिलो उपाधि अखंड रूप है पूर्णात्मा यह स्थित। त्यक्त अखिलो उपाधि, we have to renounce akhil upadhi, all upadhis. So there is a substratum, on that there is a superimposition, which is upadhi. like in our own Atman, this Deha is superimposition. Outside, Brahman is subtraction, and all the Naam Rup, the whole world is superimposition. So how can I come to know about that? Oh, he says, remove this Upadhi. Remove this conditioning. Outside and inside. Then what will happen? Akhanda Rupa Purnatmana Yastita. You will reach Akhanda Rupa. There is no Khanda. It is infinite self. Purnatmana. Purnatmana. Then you abide in that. And once you abide in that, he said, Esa Mukta. This is Mukti. Esa Mukta. So what we have to do is to renounce all the Upadhis, Naam Roop. What will remain is the substratum, the Brahman or Atman. Can I negate Atman and Brahman? No, you cannot negate. That will remain there. You will reach there. Our job is to just renounce or negate all the superimpositions, Upadhis. In verse number 340 he says, Sarvatmata Bandha Vimukta Hetu. Sarvatmata. Sarvatmata means what? Recognition of the universe to be the self. As he earlier said, and we have also seen in Drigadrishya Vivek that in each and everything of the world, whether it is sentient or insentient, five things are there, Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. You have to renounce Naam, Roop. What will remain? Asti, Bhati, Priya will remain. Therefore, Sarvatmata, in each and everything, recognize that in each and everything of the world, the self is there. It is my own self. Bandha Vimukta Hetu, it is the cause. Hetu means cause. Bandha Vimukta, Vimukta means release from the bandhan. Just by knowing this, we have to know, that's all. We don't have to do anything. Just knowing, we can be free. Achha, is there anything more to be done after that? After the Sarvatma Bhav? He said, no, Sarvatman Bhavat na paro asti kaschit. There is nothing greater, higher, ought to be known after that. That is final. Sarvatma Bhavat. Recognition that myself is the whole world, it is the ultimate thing. You don't have to do anything further. Kaschit. How will I get it? Again Shankaracharya says, again and again he will tell, Drishya agrihe sati upapadyate asau. Asau means this state. Which state? The state of that substratum, that after negating the superimposition, what will remain is the substratum. How will I attain this thing? Drishya agrahe. Drishya means whatever is seen. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha, all the objects of the world, naam, rup, these are all seen. Agrahe, when you don't accept it. Drishya agrahe. Sati upapadyate. You will realize it. What? Substratum. So what we have to do is just remove the superimposition and realize it. In Mandukya Upanishad, we find deep sleep is defined as anyatha agrahanam. Anyatha agrahanam. In deep sleep, what happens? We don't experience the waking state and we don't experience the dream state also. There is no sapna and there is no jagrat, there is no world. Gaudapada Acharya says, deep sleep is anyatha agrahanam. Anyatha means that which is not true, that which is not real. That means nothing is experienced in deep sleep state. Anyatha agrahanam. What is sapna state? He said anyatha grahanam. See, in deep sleep state, it is anyatha agrahanam. There is nothing there. There is no dream. There is no jagrat avastha. But in the sapna avastha, what is there? Anyatha grahanam. Granam means you are experiencing, you are accepting it. What is anyatha? What is anyatha? That which is not true. That is, which is not real. That means unreal. Dream is unreal, but we are seeing it. That is anyatha grahanam swapna. Anyatha grahanam. So here it is that this ragra sati upapaddate aso, this state of realization can be experienced only when you do the drishya. Drishya means seeing, agrahan, you are not accepting. You have negated all the drishya. Sarvatma bhava asya sadatma nishtaya. You can realize this sarvatma bhava through sadatma nishtaya, by the steadfast in the eternal self. So when we are abiding or established in that Atmabhava, then it is Sarvatmabhava. Sarvatmabhava. How we will get it? Negate superimposition. Negate superimposition. What will remain? Substratum. Only two things. Substratum, superimposition. Substratum is Brahman. Superimposition is Anatma. This is Atma. Substratum is Atma. All that is superimposed is all Anatma. What we have to do? Negate Anatma. What will remain? Atma. That's all. So inside my body, it is Atma. How will I experience? Negate what is Anatma. All the thoughts. All the thoughts, idam and aham, vrittis are all Anatma. Negate it. What will remain? The illuminator of thought consciousness will be there. You don't have to do anything to see that. It is self-effulgent. It is there. You will experience the awareness, full awareness. Outside, this was inside. Outside, bahi. Bahi, substratum is there. That substratum is Brahman. Atman and Brahman is one and same. From outside, from that substratum, negate nam rup. Negate nam rup. What will remain there? From this table which is outside, negate the nam and rup. Rup means this form. Negate the name also table. What will remain? Ignorance is there. Substratum ignorance is there. That will remain. We cannot destroy that ignorance. Destroy table. Ignorance will be there. Still there. So Atmanishtaya. Then he says in verse number 341, Drishyasya agrahanam katham nu ghatate dehatmana tishtata. One who is identified with deha, dehatmana tishtata, identified with the deha. Earlier it was said, Tyakta akhilo upadhi, in verse number 339 it was said, Tyakta akhilo upadhi, renounce. But if somebody is there who has not renounced, he is identified with the body, then he says, Drishya agranam katham nu ghatate, how the exclusion of the object world possible for him? If I am identified with the external thing, with the anatma, so remaining identified with anatma, I want to reach atma. Not possible. Not possible. Why? Vahya arthan anubhav prasakta manasah tat tat kriya kurbata. If I am identified, asakta with the bahya artha, with the sense objects, what will happen? So according to my vasana, there will be a desire, there will be an action. Tattat kriya kurvata, and he will continue to do actions outside. Okay. Then he says, sadananda ichchu bhi yatnata sada. If I want sada ananda, not kada kada ananda. We all are experiencing only kada kada ananda. Sometimes we experience some ananda. Kada kada ananda. But he says, if you want sadananda, we all want sadananda only. So what we have to do? Sanyasta akhila dharma karma visayi Nityatma Nishtapare, then sannyas renounce. Renounce what? Your dharma, karma, visaya of the world. Why? The greatest dharma is to turn to that Om, to that Atma. That is the greatest dharma. So we have to renounce all this worldly thing. Nityatma Nishtapare, tattvagyai karniyam. One wise man, tattvagyai wise man. Karniyam, this is to be done. What is to be done? Sannyasta, renounce dharma karma. Why? I want to enjoy that permanent ananda. Sada ananda ichubhi yatnata. Yatnata means you put an effort. Don't think this superimposition will go away one day. It will never happen. We have to put in effort to remove this superimposition. Okay. Then he says, Sarvatma Siddhe Viksho Krita Sravana Karmana. Okay, now tell me how I should get this Sarvatma Bhava. That the myself is the substratum or the myself is the whole world. How will I get this Bhava? Siddhe Viksho O Sannyasi. Sannyasi takes Viksha. O Sannyasi. If you want Sarvatma Siddhe, you want to realize that the whole universe is the my own self only. Then what should be done? Krit sravan karmana. Do sravan. Sravan of what? Not worldly thing. Sravan of shastra. We have to study shastra. You have to listen shastra. He didn't say pathan. He did not say, Shankaracharya didn't say, pathan, krit pathan karmana, pathan karo, padho. No, he didn't say that. We have to listen, sravan, sravan, sravan. Why? Because it's the teacher who will explain you the real meaning. What is the intrinsic meaning? What is the lachyarth? When we study, we will take only vachyarth, literal meaning. Many times I have told you in Bhagavad Gita, Atma is sometimes used as body, Atma is used sometimes as mind, Atma is used as buddhi, Atma is used as Atma only. So if you go by dictionary meaning of Atma, then you will be confused. Therefore, we have to do Sravan. Krit Sravan Karmana Samadhim Vidhati esa, and samadhi is prescribed. Vidhati esa. For this, samadhi is prescribed. For what? Sarvatma bhava siddhe. If I want to become sarvatma bhava, I want to see everywhere, realize everywhere, the whole universe is the self. And who can do it? Santa, danta, iti shruti. Two things are there. Santa, danta. Why two things mentioned, Santa and Danta? Santa means mind is peaceful. Danta means you should have a self-control. A desire arises two ways. Number one, it arises in mind because of my previous vasanas. Santa, that means mind is peaceful. Requirement. Danta, you must have a control. The objects are there, but you must have a control. No, I don't want it. In India, you will find people selling ice cream in a cart. Cart, ice cream, and in each lane they will shout, ice cream, outside. The object is outside and it reminds me, oh, ice cream wala has come. Danta, I must have a control. Or the desire of ice cream can come in my mind without ice cream while also. That is because of my vasana. Therefore, santa, peaceful inside, danta, self-control for all the objects coming in my mind. Santo danta iti shruti. This is what? Shruti says. So this much we have seen in our earlier session. Just to recap, now, verse number 343.
Arura Shakti Rahamo Vinashah.
Arura Shakti Rahamo Vinashah.
Kartunna Shakya Sahasapi Panditaihi.
Kartunna Shakya Sahasapi Panditaihi.
Ye Nirvikalpakhya Samadhi Nishchalaha.
Ye Nirvikalpakhya Samadhi Nishchalaha.
Tanantarananta Bhavahi Vasanaha.
Tanantarananta Bhavahi Vasanaha.
Arura Shakti Ahamo Vinashah. Kartunna Shakya Sahasapi Panditaihi. Ye Nirvikalpakhya Samadhi Nishchalaha. Tanantarananta Bhavahi Vasanaha.
Arura Shakti Aham. Aham ego. The ego which has become Arura Shakti. Shakti means become strong. We all have got strong ego. Arura Shakti. Of this ego that has grown strong. Shankaracharya ji say, Vinasa kartum na sakya sahasa api panditai. Panditai, even the wise man, Vinasa, destroy, kartum, to do, na sakya. Not possible, sahasa. It is possible, but not sahasa. Sahasa means immediately. I have got an ego, I want to destroy it, I want to do it within 1 hour. Sahasa. No, not possible. Sahasa, not possible. So even wise men find it impossible to suddenly destroy the ego once it has become strong. But our ego has become strong. How it has become strong, we'll see it. So its destruction is difficult. Destruction is very difficult. This ahankar has got the stages and grades. Ahankar may be healthy and mighty. It is coming from time immemorial. Anadikal. Beginningless time. And ahankar, we all know, is the product of ignorance. Ahankar is the product of ignorance. See, how to understand? A person is sitting on the chair or on a post, he becomes strong, you know, day by day he becomes strong. Suppose in a country one president becomes president for the lifetime, he becomes strong. In India, ministers, they are allotted, the bungalows in New Delhi. So when they are in power, they are enjoying. When they are out of power, they don't want to leave. Strong, they are holding it. They don't want to leave. Same way, ahankar, because of ignorance, is there for a long time. It has become powerful. It can't be destroyed sahasa, suddenly. Long time means millions of births we have taken. But this ahankar, this jeev bhava, is still there. And it cannot be destroyed by even panditai, wise men also. They know the problem. Okay. So moment we achieve something, ahankar comes. Ahankar comes. But we can learn from the life of Hanuman ji. He achieved so many things. The moment ahankar, Pahimam, Trahimam. Oh, Bhagwan, save me. This ego should not come to me that I have done this thing. In Sundarkand, we have seen, Bhagwan says, oh, you have done this thing, you have found Sita ji, or you have destroyed the whole of Lanka. Bhagwan is giving credit to Hanuman ji, and Hanuman ji saying, it is because of your power, because of your power. I am a monkey, what is my job? Is jumping from this branch to that branch is my job. It is because of your power I could all achieve this thing. See, if a person is careful, he will get success, but his feet will be on the ground. He will maintain humility. We find Newton discovered many things. He found out that a gravitational force. People again acknowledge, you are a great. They are trying to boost his ego. But he said, but I know nothing on the bank, on the shore of truth. I have known only one or two pebbles. There are millions of pebbles to be known. My achievement is nothing great. And we find pride, ego in Arjun, in Bhim, in Satyabhama. Satyabhama has the pride that she is very beautiful. In Sudarshan Chakra, I am Lord Krishna Sudarshan Chakra, pride. Garud, I am Bahana Bhagwan. They all had the pride. Why? Because they were living with Bhagwan, so they have pride. Nowadays you'll find if somebody's minister, secretary is there, or his driver, see his power? You go and talk to his driver, hey, Durja, Durja, you know who am I? I'm driver of minister. You have come to me without appointment. You should have taken appointment. So ultimately, if you want to realize that Bhagwan, very important thing, Bhagwan will crush your ego. He will make churna of your ego. Because you have got the ego of all anatma vastu. If you want to come to Atma side, your ego of anatma will be made ground to dust. And in all stories, you will find wherever there is an ego, ultimately at the end you will find ego is destroyed. We pray for our success, but this ego is to be destroyed. Now the question is how to remove this ego. How to remove this ego? Abhi to Shankaracharya ji, bataiye, aap master hai, guru hai hamare. Bataiye, aap, you are saying that this ego is to be destroyed. Okay, I will tell you. Ye nirvikalpa akya samadhi nischala tan antara anant bhava hi vasana. Ye means do. Nirvikalpa akya means, akya means the named. Named nirvikalp. What nirvikalp? Samadhi. How can you remove your ego? By nirvikalp samadhi. What type of samadhi? Nischala. Who have become perfectly calm by the samadhi. Nischala. Tanantara, except these people, those who are practicing nirvikalp samadhi, for others, anant bhavahi vasana. Vasana are effect for the innumerable birth. And it will continue. Aap chalte rao. Collect your vasana. Make the capital of vasana more. Go to another life, another life, another life. Continue. But if you want to end it, what we have to do? Nirvikal samadhi, nischala, we have to do. So those who practice nirvikal samadhi, they can overcome, they can destroy ego. Others, not. So in nirvikal samadhi, both ego and vasanas are easily destroyed. Nirvikal samadhi is destroyed. So what we have to do? Sit quietly and go within. Now the question comes in, what is this nirvikal samadhi and what is sabikal samadhi? We all know that, but let me revise it once again. What is sabikal samadhi? Resting of mental activity in pure Brahman. Resting of mental activity in pure Brahman. That means mental activity is there. That means without merging Triputi. What is Triputi? Meditator. Object of meditation and meditating. This is called Triputi. So without merging Triputi, that means there is a sajatiya vritti prabha is there. Mind is active. Sajatiya, same type of thought, vritti prabha is there. I am doing meditation. It is called Sabikalp Samadhi. What is Nirvikalp Samadhi? Giving up the consciousness of this Triputi. We are meditating, but now Triputi is not there. Meditator is not there. Meditating is not there. What is there? Object of meditation is there. Brahman is there. Self is there. This is Nirvikalp Samadhi. And the classic example given in the Shastra and Thakur Ramakrishna, a salt idol wanted to fathom the deepness of ocean. How deep is ocean? So salt doll went inside and dissolved. No personal identity, gone. Similarly, meditator's identity, meditator, meditating, all gone. What is there? It is the infinite consciousness is only there. That is Nirvikalp Samadhi. So in Nirvikalp Samadhi, what happens? Mind is no more there. Mind is not shining. In Sabikalp Samadhi, mind is there. But it has got a sajatiya vritti prabha. Same type of thought is continuously there. And in Nirvikalp Samadhi, mind is not there. There is no sajatiya vritti prabha. It is only Brahman which shines. No more mind shines. So difference between Sabikalp and Nirvikalp Samadhi is the presence and absence of mental modification. In Sabikalp Samadhi, vritti is there. In Nirvikalp Samadhi, vritti is not there. So Gurudev here writes, the attitude of the individuality, the perceiver, feeler, thinker, I am sense, arises as a result of one's ignorance of the self. It has been maintained by each one of us over a long period of time. Long period of time? From beginningless time. Beginningless time. During our slow scrambling up the ladder of evolution from the beginning of time. Hence, this ego cannot be annihilated immediately, nor is it at any time easy. It's not easy job. And how it can be annihilated? Nirvikalp Samadhi. Nirvikalp Samadhi. How you will reach Nirvikalp Samadhi? It should be preceded by Manan. It should be preceded by Sravanam. Already, Shankaracharya has said, for Sarvatma Bhav, you have to do Sravan. After Sravan, make that knowledge doubt-free by Manan. Then the third is, you experience it in Nididhyasana. In Nididhyasana is Sabikalp Samadhi. And from Sabikalp Samadhi, you go to Nirvikalp Samadhi. When you are successful in Nirvikalp Samadhi, ego has ended. Vasana has ended. Khatam. Over. Except those who have become steadfast in the experience of Nirvikalp Samadhi, even great learned and wise men cannot end their ego suddenly. Nirvikalp Samadhi is the state of mindlessness. What is Samadhi? What is Yoga? Chitta vritti nirodha yoga, Patanjali says. Chitta vritti, chitta means mind, vritti means thoughts, nirodha means cessation. Cessation of thoughts means yoga, samadhi. Earlier also I told you, consciousness is there, and on that consciousness is all the disturbances are our vrittis, all the thoughts are disturbances. Aham vritti and idam vritti. Remove aham vritti and adham vritti, no more agitation. What is there? Consciousness is there, that's all. It is the state of mindlessness where all thoughts have been consciously eliminated and blissfully transcended. At this stage, merger with the reality becomes complete. When the ego goes deeper and deeper into the contemplation upon the purpose of existence, it totally disappears to become the consciousness. The state of first bliss is called Nirvikalp Samadhi. Next.
Aham buddhi. बुद्धैव मोहिन्या
अहं बुद्धैव मोहिन्या
योजयित्वा वृतेर्बलात्
योजयित्वा वृतेर्बलात्
विक्षेपशक्तिः पुरुषम्
विक्षेपशक्तिः पुरुषम्
विक्षेपयति तद्गुणैः
विक्षेपयति तद्गुणैः
अहं बुद्धैव मोहिन्या योजयित्वा वृतेर्बलात् विक्षेपशक्तिः पुरुषम् विक्षेपयति तद्गुणैः
अहं बुद्ध्या एव मोहिन्या योजित्वा आवृतः बलात् विक्षेप शक्ति. तो देर इज ए विक्षेप शक्ति. व्हाट इज दिस विक्षेप शक्ति? यू हैव हर्ड दिस नेम अर्लियर आल्सो. प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर. प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर. तो द प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर थ्रू द एड ऑफ द वेलिंग पावर आवृत बलात्. आवृत मीन्स वेलिंग. आवृत बलात् थ्रू द एड ऑफ द वेलिंग पावर confuses the man with the storms of egoistic ideas. So aham buddhya means egoistic ideas. Evam mohinya, alone. Mohinya means the deluding. Yojaitva, connecting. Connecting. Okay. So mohinya, what the delusion does? I am Brahman and this moha, this delusion bring me down from that state to that I am jiva now. Really speaking, I am Brahman. But because of this moha, how this moha has come? Because of the aham buddhya. Because of the aham buddhya, this moha has come. So how this has come? What is the process? First process is abhrata balat. First is the covering, you know. First is the covering. It is veiling. So inside, our Atman is veiled, and instead of that, now the body is projected. We are Atman. Now we have forgotten that I am Brahman or I am Atman. If anybody asks, who are you? I am this and this, so and so. I have become Jiva. And after the veiling, then comes the projecting power, vichep shakti. It projects. And very simple. Our mind and intellect never is ready to accept the defeat. I am not able to understand that I am Brahman. My mind and intellect project. Oh! You are Dehoam. You are Jivoam. You will find our own experience. If you see somebody, suppose in a party, and if I tell you, do you know that person who is chewing pan there? I think, or who told you to think whether you know or not, you tell me that. Our mind will project something. I think, or he's a good man or he's a bad man or what is this? Our mind projects. Similarly here, the projection happens. Because I am not able to know my own true nature. And this Mohinya Buddhi, deluded Buddhi, that creates the ego. Ego. Purusam vichepati tadgunai. And then distracts him through the attributes of agitation. Purusam, the man, vichepati, distracts tadgunai through the attribution of agitation. After that you are all stressed. Agitated, restless, falls into problem. So job of projecting power is to superimpose upon that avaran shakti. The first step is avaran. Unless the avaran is there, unless the veiling is there, projection will not happen. And we start thinking that I am no more Brahmasmi, the ahankar has caused. This ahankar has caused by this projecting power, vichep shakti. So instead of sivoham, now I have become jivoham. Jivoham, I have become. So this jibhava, this vichep shakti takes us away from Brahman, from Atman. Now, ahankar is also of many types. People have got ahankar of knowledge, ahankar of wealth, or ahankar of being poor. Not even that. I don't have ahankar. That also is ahankar. See? Different types of ahankar is there. In sannyas also, there are many types of ahankar. Okay. One sannyasi will say to another sannyasi, you know, I am a greater sannyasi. How? Oh, you also joined Vedanta course, I also joined. You were in the same course. Okay. Do you know what I was doing before I joined the Vedanta course? I was an industrialist, you know. I had industry. What were you doing, sir? I was a government permanent employee. I resigned from my job and I joined. I am greater than you. I was employer, you were employee. Among sannyasis. Or, when did you join? Oh, I am a married person. As a grihastha, I joined. I joined as a brahmachari. I didn't get married. I am superior to you. Sannyasis. Another sannyasi will say, do you know? I am a Brahman. Who are you? I am Vaishya. Came from business family. Brahman. I am greater sannyasi. Or, how many people attend in your class? I will say 31. Mine is 310. I am greater. See? Ahankar. This is ahankar. Okay. So if this ego is caused by the projecting power, ground is prepared by avaran shakti, veiling power, but both of them are part of maya. Part of maya. Both are coming from maya only. And they delude. Shakti dhami mayaya vichepavriti rupakam vichepa shakti lingadi brahmandantam jagat srijit. Dirigdrishivyek, we all studied, but we have forgotten. These two shaktis are of maya only. So immediate cause of ahankar is vichep shakti. So how to destroy this vichep shakti? Before that, let us read what Gurudev says. The power of veiling renders the intellect incapable of apprehending reality. Veiling, avaran shakti. Therefore, the mind gets agitated. Whenever the intellect gets clouded, the mind projects and imagines. This is the natural trick of the mind and intellect at all times. This is our experience. If somebody asks your opinion, you will also give like that. I think. Are projection. The individual comes to suffer the endless sorrows because of the agitations created in the mind. Thus, everyone in this world is unhappy in his own way. The quality and quantity of unhappiness in each individual is in accordance with the type of his manifesting vasana. Now, Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji, tell us how to destroy this vichep shakti. I have come to know, I have to destroy my ego. You have told me the cause is vichep shakti, the projecting power. And you also explained me that projecting power can act only when there is a veiling, when there is an avaran shakti. So, maya first job is to cover. When the covering is over, after that the second shakti of maya, the projecting power, will come into action. Vichep shakti. And from the vichep shakti comes the ahankar. So I now understand that the cause of ego is vichep shakti. So now tell me how to remove this vichep shakti. Bhagavan Shankara says, okay, listen, verse number 345.
Vikshepa shakti vijayo vishamo vidhatum. Vikshepa shakti vijayo विषमो विधातुम् निःशेषमावरण शक्ति निवृत्त्य भावे निःशेषमावरण शक्ति निवृत्त्य भावे दृग्दृश्यो स्फुटपयो जलवद् विभागे दृग्दृश्यो स्फुटपयो जलवद् विभागे नश्येत्तदावरणमात्मनि च स्वभावात् नश्येत्तदावरणमात्मनि च स्वभावात् निःसंशयेन भवति प्रतिबन्धशून्यः निःसंशयेन भवति प्रतिबन्धशून्यः विक्षेपनाम् नहि तदा यदि चेन्मृषार्थे विक्षेपनाम् नहि तदा यदि चेन्मृषार्थे विक्षेपशक्तिविजयो विषमो विधातुम् निःशेषमावरण शक्ति निवृत्त्य भावे दृग्दृश्यो स्फुटपयो जलवद् विभागे नश्येत्तदावरणमात्मनि च स्वभावात् निःशेषयेन भवति प्रतिबन्धशून्यः विक्षेपनाम् नहि तदा यदि चेन्मिषार्थे
विक्षेप शक्ति विजयः विषमः विधातुम् विक्षेप शक्ति विजय विक्ट्री ओवर प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर शंकराचार्य जी से विषमः एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट टू रिमूव दिस प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट विधातुम टू अचीव सो एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट टू कॉन्कर द प्रोजेक्टिंग पावर फर्स्ट स्टेटमेंट शंकराचार्य जी से निशेषम आवरण शक्ति निवृत्त अभावे बट what can be done nissesam perfectly without remainder avaran shakti nivritta bhave in the absence of the elimination of the veiling power if you remove the veiling power then you can remove the projecting power because projecting power is dependent on veiling power avaran shakti what is our purpose Our purpose is to remove ego. Why this ego has come? Because of the projecting power. I want to remove my ego, so the process is remove projecting power. How can I remove projecting power? First, you have to remove veiling power. Veiling power. Okay. So when this avaran shakti or the veiling power or the veiling is completely removed, then you can remove it. Then projecting power also will end. No veiling, no projection. Simple. No veiling, no projection. So there is a cut. There is suppose a tree. You cut that tree. Next season it will again sprout. Tree is projection. What is the root? Roots are still there. Like the daffodils. In the spring, first time the daffodil comes. And when they die, the gardener will come and cut the dry part of it. The root is still there. It will again come. Again, tulip will, same thing. Hibiscus, same thing. Gardener will come, will cut all the branches. You will not see anything. But next season, again they all sprout. All come. Similarly, in the case of disease also, if you do the symptomatic treatment, what is symptomatic treatment? I've got fever. I don't know what is the cause of the disease. I start taking paracetamol. Or what you call Tylenol here. Or in India, the people call it Calpol. Paracetamol. The moment you take it, it will go down. But suppose you have got malaria, what will happen? Go on taking paracetamol, nothing will happen. It will come down, again it will come, fever will come. So the disease from the root is to be removed. You have to take quinine to remove that malaria. Or if there is a snake, suppose it is hidden in a hole, with a bamboo stick you are hitting on the hole. Will the snake die? No. Not die. So without rooting out the avaran shakti, vichep shakti can't be destroyed. Now be careful. What is this avaran shakti? Avaran shakti is ignorance. Don't miss this point. Avaran shakti is ignorance. And remove ignorance by right understanding. Remove ignorance by right understanding. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Drig drishyo sputpayo jalvat vibhage. Drig drishyo, between seer and seen. Drig drishyo vivek, we have studied. Same thing. Drig drishyo vivek. Sput payo jal. Sput means clear. Payo jal. Payo means milk. Jal means water. Payo and jal. What? Vibhage. Discrimination is to be done. We have to discriminate perfectly, distinguish between objects like milk and water. So what is the solution? Drik drishya vivek we have to do. Drig is different from drishya. What is drishya? Whole BMI, PFT, OET is drishya. And who is drig? Ultimate seer is that Atman. So if we have got a clear understanding of drashta and drishya, then the veiling power and the projecting power will end effortlessly. We don't have to do anything for removing ego. Payo jal vibhage, it is also called nir ksir vivek. Nir ksir vivek. Nir pani, water. Ksir, milk. Vivek. Hans separates that milk and water. What is that milk? Milk is Atma. What is water? Anatma. Milk is Atma. Water is Anatma. A Hans, a swan, can destroy. He will drink milk and leave the Anatma. Param Hans does this vivek of Drig and Drishya. They do. And the concealment is destroyed by itself without effort. Understand this very important point. If we can remove this avaran shakti, which is nothing but ignorance, by right understanding, how to come to that right understanding is by the vivek discrimination of drig and drishya, seer and seen. If you can distinguish, discriminate between seer and seen, veiling power will go away. Because you will come to know who is the real seer. Atman is the real seer. But drigeva na tu drishyate, ultimate seer can never be seen. It's not, it cannot be made an object of cognition. This is Atman, I will show you like this. No, not possible. But we know, we have seen, is the mind is the ultimate seer? Yes, it is relative seer. It is not ultimate seer. We recognize everything of the world through mind only. But mind is not ultimate seer. It is relative seer, you can say. But ultimate seer is Atman. Naset tata avaranatmani cha svabhavat. Naset parises avaranam veiling. Atmani, Atmani on the Atman. the swabhat naturally. And that covering over the Atman naturally vanishes. Naturally, effortlessly, you don't have to do anything. Only we have to do the vivek. Vivek of drig and drishya. Vivek of Atma and Anatma. Ultimate seer is drig. Other than drig, everything is drishya. So destroy avaran shakti by right understanding and it goes away naturally. Avaran shakti is not created, it is natural. Natural. But it will not go away naturally. Remember, avaran shakti will never go away naturally. It will go away naturally if you do the vivek. Effortlessly it will go away. The result of destruction of avaran, what will happen? If I destroy my avaran, veiling, which is ignorance, then it says, nissansayena bhavati pratibandha sunya, nissansayena, undoubtedly, nissansayena, there is no more doubt. Bhavati, there, pratibandha sunya, is free of obstacles, there is no obstacles, no avaran sakti. Forget about vichep. When avaran is removed, where is vichep? There is no vichep then. So our job is to remove the avaran sakti. How to remove? By vivek of drig and drishya vivek. The victory is undoubtedly complete and becomes free from all obstacles. Pratibandha means obstacles. Now you see, now the pratibandha, because of the corona, pratibandha obstacle has come. You have to wear a mask. It is pratibandha obstacle. You can't breathe properly. And suppose you are exercising. One person died. With the mask he was exercising. Suffocated. Died. Obstruction. If you go to Wisconsin and stay there for 24 hours, 14 days you have to be in quarantine. Obstruction. Pratibandha. This is pratibandha. Obstruction. Pratibandha. Many times the government, they impose emergency. Pratibandha. Obstruction. So this pratibandha sunyan, nissansayena bhavati pratibandha sunyan, there is no more obstruction now. Then vichepnam nahi tada yadi chet visarthe. Vichepnam is oscillation. Nahi tada, nowhere then, yadi chet, if visarthe, due to the false sense object, when there is no oscillation of mind due to the false sense object. When you do the vivek of drig and drishya, vivek of atma and anatma, you come to know about the anatma. What is anatma? Is all the sense object are anatma only. And they are all false. Then no more big shape, agitation, stress, strains, bondage. You see, it is a success without stress. It is a success without stress. So how can you remove it? Just by knowledge. Knowledge remove the avaran. When the avaran is removed, no more projection. When there is no more projection, no ahankara. No ahankara. Khelakatam. So mrisarthe, there is no more bondage, agitation because of the sense object. He knows the sense objects are false or unreal. That we have many times seen, that the sense objects are false or unreal. They are not sat. What is sat? Sat is that which remains in three periods of time. Can you tell me any object of the world which remains in three periods of time? No, nothing. Whole world is not sat. It is asat. It is asat. So vichep shakti is difficult to conquer. What we have to do? Destroy avaran shakti by vivek. Number one. Destroy avaran shakti by vivek. Then make it pratibandha sunya. Pratibandha sunya, no more obstruction. Avaran is gone. No more vikshep. No more vikshep. When avaran vikshep removed, enjoy bliss. Where is ego? No ego. No ego. Vikshep is all gone. Avaran gone. What remains? Satchidananda Brahman remains. Enjoy. Enjoy that. And we all want that Sadananda. So you get that. Okay. Any announcement? I hope you all have done homework. I got only response from 3 people. And they have done a good work, you know. They thought over, they studied. They reflected on it. And I'm sure they are benefited also. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.